quite a protest in this country. I told you, Mr. President, that the most sophisticated analysis of the World Report was made by Chu Enlai. You remember I said that 2 months ago. Yeah. He's the only fellow who's understood it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, his analysis, in effect, realized what we were doing. Yeah.
That's right. But it was a very subtle analysis of the international situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, there's another player we can keep in. Bruce is a possibility, too. I mean, Bruce is a possibility. I mean, it would be quite dramatic, you know. It would have a hell of an effect on the South, North Vietnamese if you were to pull Bruce out of Paris and send him to Peking. You know? Boy, just that very move.
That's right.
That would just shake the living bejesus out of him. And
for that reason, they might not take him, but I think they would take almost anyone, as long as he's very senior.
Yeah, well, we'd say he is,
Rockefeller.
You could put it in terms of, if you were Bruce, he's our senior career ambassador. He's been to ambassador to, you know, all this, and we feel he's the best qualified man to participate in this. He has our complete confidence and so forth.
Then, and they've jumped at Rockefeller, which is another, it's of course a high visibility one.
Visibility? Oh, boy. Visibility there would be enormous. However, what that would do to the libs in this country would be absolutely, wouldn't that do them in? Oh God,
okay.
Send a Rockefeller over there, you know, Jesus Christ. I mean,
that has really great possibilities. See, the more I think of it, Mr.
You see, it shows that here's Rockefeller. He is lined up with us all the way. It nails him in on the foreign policy thing all the way.
That's right.
And well, anyway, that's something to think about too.
A good problem to have.
Yeah, we got a little more luxury than we usually have.
That's right.
Normally we haven't got much to move with, but.
Well, Mr. President, once this thing gets going, though, this is one of those occasions where everything is beginning to fit together.
Well, we hope so. We hope so. And
we'll have to hold hard on Vietnam on Thursday. That's the
point. Hell, don't worry. I plan to. I don't plan to give a goddamn inch.
Because
Do you think of anything to do on the prisoners?
Yes, we have 3 proposals which I'm writing up for you.
Right, right. Well, I'll look at them tomorrow. Don't
worry. They're leaving 1,000, and they're opening their camps for a foreign inspection, and which they've never done before in South Vietnam, and calling on the North Vietnamese to do the same, and a proposal to move all prisoners to neutral countries.
Now, that's good. That's a good move.
Those are 3 big steps.
Yes, and that should be announced.
That would be announced by Bruce in the morning.
That's right.
And you could pick it up in the evening.
That's right. That's good. That's good. And then he hits that, and I could hypo it in the evening if they don't give it the play. Although they're likely to give that a play if we build it up a bit.
Right.
We'd build it up by saying that, by having it announced that, you know, indicate that Bruce is going to make a major proposal at the. They'll all think it's about bugging out, and then it'll be on prisoners.
But actually, Mr. President, with this thing cooking, these stuffs can go out on a limb as much as they now as much as they want to. I think we're beginning to hold the cards.
Yep, that's true. True, it's accepted. As you know, we've got the. Well, we're going to hold, and we shall see. The demonstrators may overplay their hand.
Well, John Chancellor, with whom I had lunch today, said he thought that the tide had turned.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What turned it?
Well, he said he didn't think that the demonstration on Saturday was all that spectacular.
Yeah.
And he said what's happening this week is going to ruin it completely.
They're, you know, be overplaying, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Chancellor loves the China thing, doesn't he?
Oh, he's absolutely crazy about it.
Yeah.
And he's beginning to think that you've set up a... He said he doesn't quite know yet what you're doing, but you've got some great ploy up your sleeves. You're much too cool, he said.
Well, we're going to play it off